Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate we have Hazrat Mufti Siraj Desai Sahib of Port Elizabeth. He is a principal of Masihul Uloom and his taluk with Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He is a student of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah also. And we are fortunate that Maulana is also doing a lot of work in the prison there, in Dawah and other activities and iftar in Port Elizabeth. So inshallah, he will address us for the Jummah. Allah Ta'ala reward him for all the sacrifices and accept his khidmah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah. Wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك من زانت به العصر أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين Respected ulama, brothers and friends in Islam, firstly we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having given us this opportunity to meet and share some advice related to our deeni life, related to the a'mal of Islam. I always remember the words of our senior and our Shaykh Hazrat Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayh, that when you discuss, then you discuss a'mal. And Hazrat used to say that today you get a lot of talkers, a lot of speakers, but few doers. People will speak a lot and talk a lot and make elaborate plans, but the a'mal are very few. On the contrary, Islam, the deen of Allah, teaches us this, that rather produce more a'mal instead of talks. Let your actions do the talking. So whenever we meet, Hazrat used to say, we always discuss a'mal. Inshallah, in today's meeting, the few minutes we have, I will share with you two words of advice, or two a'mal, which I always do during this particular occasion, this particular time of the year, when we are going through a festive occasion, the holiday period. Then I give advice to people. I'm sure there are many visitors that are sitting here coming from different places. Some of you will be traveling to different areas. So there are two things we should keep in mind, inshallah. And what will happen, these journeys we undertake, the travels we undertake, we will transform it into safar, or a journey of barakat and blessings, a mubarak journey, inshallah, by performing or observing these a'mal. The first amal is, and again I am quoting our Shaykh rahmatullah alayh, that when a person travels anywhere, when you go anywhere, you should make an intention, make a niyat. The Hadith Sharif says that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a mu'min, the niyat of a believer, is even better than his amal. Because sometimes you do an amal and you don't observe the etiquette or the adab of that amal, you don't observe the ikhlas, then you are not rewarded. Whereas you make an intention to do an amal, Allah rewards you fully only for that intention. So sometimes your niyat can be better than the amal. So we make an intention when you undertake a journey. I came from Port Elizabeth. I told my family, my sons, my children, this is the intention we make. We are going now. The first niyat is this, that Ya Allah, wherever we go, we're going to meet the ulama of deen. We are going for the mulaqat, for the meeting of ulama. Now that alone is an ibadat. Because the Hadith Sharif says that even to look at the face of an alim is an act of ibadat. To look at the face of such a person. So what about meeting, making musafaha, shaking the hands, making mu'anaqa with such people? So that's your first intention. You are going to meet the ulama. So whenever we travel, you come to a town, you come to a masjid, make it your duty, whatever your purpose of travel is. You're coming for a holiday, that's fine. You're staying in some resort, some chalet, that's fine. But make it incumbent upon yourself to go and meet and take the du'as of the ulama. Number two, make an intention, Ya Allah, we are going to meet our Muslim brothers. To go and meet your Muslim brother, only for the sake of Allah, for the love of Islam, just for the love of that mu'min, that alone is an ibadat. Now remember, these awliya Allah, when they gave us this advice, every mu'min should have this much confidence in the awliya Allah, in the ulama, that when they speak, whatever they say, it comes from Quran and Hadith. They may not say, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. They may not say this is hadith or that hadith, or it comes in this kitab. They may not give reference, but bear in mind, we should have this confidence that when they speak, today we have confidence in so much other people. If you have a legal problem, a lawyer tells you something, you believe him, you don't ask for reference. If you have a problem with your vehicle, the mechanic will tell you this, you've got to do, the dealer will say this, you accept it. So at least, when it comes to our deen, have this much confidence in the ulama. They spent years studying the deen. They are experts in deen. So this advice which our Shaykh gave us, it comes from the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes, there is a hadith sharif. I'll just give you this one hadith. We don't have much time. There is a hadith in the book of Imam Muslim, Sahih Muslim, rahmatullah alayhi, that once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, inna rajulan zara akhallahu fi qaryatin. A man went to visit a brother of his in a certain town. فَأَرْسَدَ اللَّهُ مَلَكًا عَلَى مَدْرَجَتِهِ. Allah Ta'ala appointed an angel to stand on the path of that person. He was traveling now. Now look at here, his journey that he undertook from his town to another town was only to meet his Muslim brother. Now in those days, remember, when they used to travel, it was either on foot, most cases on foot. If a person is lucky, on horseback, on camel. So journeys of a few miles used to take them days. So he undertook this journey only for this purpose, to meet his Muslim brother. The angel met him. How did the angel meet him? The angel came to him in the form of a human being. Allah Ta'ala gave the angel, the malaika, the ability to transform themselves. So this angel asked him, فَسَأَلَهُ أَيْنَ تُرِيدُ. The angel asked him that, where are you going? What is the purpose of your journey? This man says, I'm going to a certain village to meet my Muslim brother. The angel asked him, فَهَلَّكَ عَلَيْهِ مِن نِعْمَةٍ تَرُبُّهَا. Is there anything, any favor that that person owes you? You're going to meet that brother. Is there any favor that you did to him? Now he's indebted to you, so you're going back to get your payment from that person. This man says, no. The only purpose I'm going to meet that person is for the sake of Allah, because I love that brother of mine. I love him. So the angel says that, well, let me give you some good bashara, some good news. That Allah Ta'ala says that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ لَكَ إِنَّهُ يُحِبُّكَ كَمَا أَحْبَبْتَهُ فِيهِ. That Allah Ta'ala loves you just like you love that person for the sake of Allah. So this Hadith Sharif proves, dear brother, it proves two things, brothers. One is to visit your Muslim brother only for the sake of Allah. It is an act of sawab. It is an ibadat. Because if you earn the love of Allah, how do you earn the love of Allah? You only earn the love of Allah through ibadat. So doing that amal brings you the love of Allah. It proves that that amal itself is an act of ibadat. And number two, the other thing we learn from this, the inference we get from this Hadith Sharif, if this is the sawab for meeting an ordinary Muslim brother, what about meeting the ulama of deen for the sake of Allah? If you go to meet the alim, why do you meet him? Only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why I said that these are two a'mal which are very important. When you travel, make your intention, whatever the purpose of journey is. Ya Allah, we are going to meet our Muslim brothers and we are going to meet the ulama of deen. You go to a masjid. Now this is the third intention. which our Shaykh gave us. He says, when you travel, make your intention, Ya Allah, every town I visit, I'm going to make at least a 2 rakat salah in the masjid of that town. You're going to visit the house of Allah. That also brings about barakat and blessing in your journey. Now, these are things we can earn without doing anything. Look, when we travel, surely we are going to make salah. We know that there are certain Muslims that don't, certain Muslims, like I mentioned this a few weeks ago in one Jummah back home, that it appears there are certain brothers and sisters of ours, we make dua, Allah Ta'ala gives them hidayat. When they travel, when they leave the confines of their town, you know, you make qasr salah, right? Now what is qasr salah? It means 4 rakats become 2 and all the sunnats fall away. It seems as if these people are making qasr in their whole deen. Even the hijab falls away. This woman leaves the town, the confines of a town from where you can make qasr salah. From that moment onwards, the hijab is also made qasr. Qasr means to reduce something. The hijab is also reduced. Her burqa is gone, the niqab is gone, and she's walking, she's traveling there without any proper Islamic dress. Our Muslim brothers, they don't even make salah. It seems to them as if the salah is completely maaf. I met one person, Allahumma ahfazna, Allah Ta'ala save us. These were his exact words to me. It may sound a joke, but brothers, this is something serious. And this man, an old person with grey beard, what does he tell me? One brother in my presence asked him that, look, we are going to make salah now. He says, no, I don't make salah when I travel. So what do I do? He says, when I come home, I make tarawih salah. Astaghfirullah. What does he mean by tarawih? He means he makes his fajr, zuhur, asr, all 20 rakats at night, qaza of all the salah. But he made it as a joke. But imagine how serious this is. When we travel, now this is what I'm saying, is that we know that there are Muslims of this attitude also, that when they travel, they forget even their salah. Not forget, they deliberately neglect salah. They cannot make salah. They feel that we can't make salah. We got no water. We can't make tayammum. Our clothes are not clean. We can't make salah in the open. We can't make salah in the street. These are people whose iman is weak. They are not firm on their deen. So anyhow, most Muslims today, alhamdulillah, we find that all over their jamaat khanas, people make the effort to make salah. So when you travel, you've got to make salah. So what do? You come to the masjid. So that's your intention. You made the intention. You got sawab for that. And you are doing it without any extra effort. It's not to say that you've got to go out of your way to look for a masjid. There are so many masajid around. So that intention is fulfilled. Now when you come to the masjid, to the house of Allah, in most cases the imam of the masjid is an alim. You finish your salah, wait for the imam, make salam to him and take his duas. So there you fulfill your second intention, and then you meet other Muslims in the masjid. You may meet people that you recognize, people that you met before. Your third intention is fulfilled, that you are meeting your Muslim brothers only for the sake of Allah. Coming to the masjid, my intention when I came and stood up here, brothers, I read something in Hayatul Sahaba. Hayatul Sahaba is a very beautiful book written by Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Kanduli rahmatullah alayhi, all on the lives of the Sahaba, the different aspects of the lives of the Sahaba. So he wrote a story of Hazrat Salman Farsi radhiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Salman Farsi radhiyallahu anhu was invited. Now listen to this. He was invited to a masjid in Kufa. And he was invited to deliver, not a speech, not a lecture, to deliver a qiraat of the Qur'an. Imagine a qiraat of the Qur'an. Now, those days, the whole concept was different. Here you have a sahabi, imagine a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reading the Qur'an. What a great honor that is to listen to the words of Allah from a sahabi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was once traveling. And he was entering Makkah Mukarrama, and he started Surah Fatah, Inna Fatahna Laka Fathan Mubina. And then he stopped, and he says, Wallahi, I have the ability, if I want to, I could read the Surah exactly in the same lahja, in the same tone, in the same manner as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam read it when he entered Makkah on the day of Fateh Makkah, when he conquered the city of Makkah. But if I do so, I'll have hundreds of people flocking around me. So he never read it in that manner. But it shows what a great honor, what a thing it is to listen to Quran from the lips of the Sahaba. So they invited him. When he came there, what were his words? He says that I've come here Because I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say that when you come to meet your Muslim brothers for the sake of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala showers you with special rahmat and Allah Ta'ala confers His love upon you. My coming here, Salman Farsi says, it is meeting you. When I come and I stand up here and I speak to you and I recite to you, that is also meeting my Muslim brothers. So when you come to the masjid, to the house of Allah, and you see people and you meet them, even if you make salam, you have fulfilled this intention and you have earned the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine what a great honor. I'm sure we couldn't even dream of this. Where we came from, what town, where we're traveling, what intention we came for. But look at here, without any extra effort, look at the great amount of reward you can earn just by making the proper niyat and intention. Allah Ta'ala gave us that mind. To do something with the mind, you need nothing. No effort at all. Make an intention and the sawab is yours. That's one amal, the amal of the niyat. We can still carry on with this, the adab of safar, but we don't have time. The second amal that I want to present to you, that brothers, during this period, there are so many festivities going on around us. You can see wherever you go, you can come to Port Elizabeth, you can go to Cape Town, all the major centers, lots of activities, and all these activities are arranged and they are organized by the kuffar. And everything takes you away from the remembrance of Allah. What we need to do is to reinstate within our hearts the remembrance of Allah, and we can do it with two things. One is the zikr of Allah and increasing our a'mal. Increasing a'mal. I told you just now at the start, when we meet, we discuss a'mal. That is what we are here for, brothers. When we travel in these places, even our Muslim brothers and sisters, no matter who we are, even people that are five times salah, five times namazi, when they get into these environments, they tend to forget themselves, they tend to drift and shift away from that sirat-i-mustaqim, they tend to become oblivious at times of the zikr of Allah, of the remembrance of Allah, because of this neglectfulness, because of this negligence, because of this unmindfulness. What happens? They tend to do things that are against the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in order to safeguard ourselves, we need to introduce into ourselves extra a'mal during this festive period. Make extra salah. You are on a journey, you are on a holiday. There's no shortage of time. You have enough time to sleep. Now you can wake up for tahajjud. You can sleep after fajr. You can get up for tahajjud salah. You can make this extra zikr, extra tilawat of the Quran. You need to do this, dear brothers. Believe me. You need to do it to keep yourself in check. Otherwise, what happens? And we see it happening around us. We see people getting into these environments. And then, like the saying goes, when you are in Rome, do as the Romans do. When you are on holiday, do as the holiday makers do. So this is what happens. They get involved and they get sidetracked into all these evils. May Allah Ta'ala save us. So remember again, your intention is important. Make the correct intention when you undertake this journey so that you can transform your safar into one of barakat and blessings. And secondly, during this journey, wherever you are, increase the zikr of Allah, increase the tilawat of the Quran, increase the a'mal with regards to salah, with regard to ta'aleem. You are with your family, spend some time in ta'aleem at wherever you are staying, whether you are staying in a hotel, whether you are staying in some resort, wherever you are, produce some a'mal so that we all keep ourselves in check. And eventually, the final thing we need to do, dear brothers, is to make lots of dua to Allah Ta'ala. Nowadays, we get frightened when we hear the amount of accidents and mishaps on the road. We need to make lots of dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala make our journey safe, and also make dua for the hujjaj that are traveling, that are gone. Allah Ta'ala accept their a'mal, accept their hajj, and bring them back safely, bring them back to their loved ones, and Allah Ta'ala grant them the barakat of those holy places, inshaAllah. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.